Join the SFSS and the Out on Campus Collective for the Pride Fair this Tuesday, July 28th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Sub-Social Stage. There's something for everyone to enjoy, including a Pride vendor fair featuring local businesses and student artists. Cool off with free ice cream outside the Sub. Get creative at the Pride Bracelet Making Station. Capture memories at the photo booth. There will also be a Pride scavenger hunt where folks can visit vendor booths and learn more about the amazing organizations on campus and in the community. Once you've completed the hunt, you'll be entered into a prize draw for either a Pride-themed gift basket, a vendor-donated gift basket, or an SFU bookstore gift card. Whether you identify as part of the LGBTQ community or you're simply looking to connect with others, everyone is welcome. Come celebrate Pride and support local organizations. We can't wait to see you there.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. We are rooted in community support and engagement. Thank you for helping us stay on air.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Each season, good old boy Dave goes out of his way, and I mean out of his way, to find gross things, and then he makes us drink the gross things. So, good old boy Dave, what's today's torture?
You know, it's not easy to go out and find things no one is going to enjoy and then convince people to come here repeatedly to drink them. In fact, it takes a lot of balls. That's called foreshadowing for you out there. Today we're sampling buzz balls.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Buzz Balls is a range of U.S.-owned ready-to-drink cocktail mixes manufactured by Sazerac Company, Incorporated.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. It's time for more Suds.
Hello, folks.
Hello.
Oh, this is going to be so special. Welcome to another... Well, yeah. I don't even know how to get this going. So, this is a Suds segment where we can't promise that you're going to agree with everything that we say. In fact, you probably don't even agree with everything we say. But what we can promise is that good old boy Dave will say something incredibly inappropriate before we're done here.
And we don't pre-read the scripts before we start the episode.
Yeah. Why would we do that?
Right.
Why? Okay. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today is good old boy Kendall.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm excited.
I'm not.
Ask me again in 40 minutes.
Good old boy Sparky, hello.
When you said this was a special episode, is that like when my mama said I was special?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke.
That's what I thought.
Short bus special all the way.
Good old boy Dave.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. Here we are.
I'm excited. I don't know about the rest of you fortunate bastards, but...
Well... It's hot outside, folks, and parents are sending their kids off to sleepaway camp or grandma's house or grandpa's house or somebody's house. And that means that summer is here. And that means it's time for some questionable decisions. Yeah. Each season, good old boy Dave goes out of his way, and I mean out of his way, to find gross things, and then he makes us drink the gross things. So, good old boy Dave, what's today's torture?
You know, it's not easy to go out and find things no one is going to enjoy and then convince people to come here repeatedly to drink them. In fact, it takes a lot of balls. That's called foreshadowing for you out there. It takes a lot of balls to put an episode like this together. To be exact, it takes over 20 balls to make an episode. To make an episode like this, and not just any balls. Today we're sampling buzz balls.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, buzz balls is a range of U.S.-owned ready-to-drink cocktail mixes manufactured by Sazerac Company Incorporated.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Originally devised as a master's degree project. Truth, by a woman, yes. It was incorporated as Buzzballs LLC and promoted as being a woman-owned and family-run business.
Yeah, once they got the vote, things just went downhill from there.
And then it was acquired.
That is my inappropriate thing.
Wow, yeah, okay. And then it was acquired by Sazerac in 2024.
Okay.
On a hot Texas afternoon in the mid-2000s, then high school teacher Marilee Kick was sitting by her pool grading papers when she had a hankering for an alcoholic beverage. She thought it would be cool to sip a cocktail out of a plastic container versus a fragile cocktail glass. Apparently someone gets a little clumsy when they've had a couple. Marilee came up with Buzzball's signature spherical shape thanks to a memoir in her house. Ooh, what's that word?
Votive
from a recent family trip. She was at a sporting goods store later when a can of tennis balls served as an inspiration for a pop top she could use. After graduating with an MBA, Marilee tirelessly researched the industry and took out a huge, massive loan to launch her company. She enlisted her company to help get the business off the ground, and now Buzz Balls are sold nationally. Actually, they're sold internationally at this point. These pre-mixed cocktails are also internationally. There you go. See? Got ahead of myself.
Okay.
Somebody didn't read the script either.
I know, right? Well, I was drunk when I wrote it. And I'll be drunk soon now when I'm reading it. Since we've got so many balls to try today.
I can't wait to put these balls in my mouth.
Let's skip the lineup and just get right to the balls.
Yeah, let's just.
Hey, fellas, ready to try some balls?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I was surprised how cold the balls were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we need to, at least
for now?
I feel like they kind of were smaller than I was
expecting.
Yeah.
It was kind of tough. Yeah. It was kind of tough to cup the balls. You know, there's a lot of spillage.
Well, you have to be careful when you're opening them.
Yeah, true.
That's true.
Right.
Yep. You got to hold them just so.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Precious liquid inside.
But don't squeeze. Do not squeeze the balls.
No.
I don't think you can.
That's true. Okay. You might break a votive.
Okay. We are going to be tasting and rating these balls from 1 to 5 on the fly. And we're just randomly going to be digging into a cooler and picking out random balls. Yes.
Testies. 1, 2, 3.
Let's get to the balls, okay?
All right.
The first one is rather green.
All right, these balls aren't going to taste themselves,
right,
everybody.
It's like nuclear waste grain.
This one is called Go Melon. Yeah. It's vodka with natural flavors and certified
nothing
colors.
Natural.
Ooh.
Nothing in the natural world.
Antifreeze.
Like
and all of these are going to be about 15% ABV, just in case.
Wonder how much sugar's in these things.
A lot.
A lot
That's
of sugar.
That's all I'm getting.
Well, no, I'm getting the vodka, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is vodka.
There's a little vodka, a lot of sugar, and just that little hint of melon, which is like, I don't know, fake candy Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah.
So what?
Sourced naturally.
What flavor in nature provides that sort of candied melon flavor?
This kind of Midori melon you're talking about?
Yeah.
Midori?
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like...
It does taste like Midori a little bit.
A Midori sour from... Well, not even sour, just Midori sweet something. Vodka.
It's very candy-ish, though.
Very candy, yeah.
But do you hate it, or can you? Would you drink this in a natural, normal setting?
No.
I can't.
Out in the wilds.
I'm not a big melon drink guy, and this one just,
it's a lot of melon.
It's just a lot.
Well, The Japanese love melons, right? So maybe they would be on it or something. I mean, I'm trying to think of what's the appropriate... I mean, yeah, a pool party where you don't want to break stuff, maybe.
You know, maybe a retro pool party.
Yeah.
You know, with, like, music from the 80s and, like, Alabama Slammers and Yacht Rock. And because this reminds me of, like, those Midori drinks that you had, like, when you were 16.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because Everything was sweet back then.
If you were 16 right now, Kendall, would you drink this?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
I have a 17-year-old.
What shall we? Oh, we're going to rate this too.
Wow. Generous.
If that's our floor.
Okay.
Oh, imagine where we'll go today.
Oh, sweet naive Sparky. Mm.
But then the next one now is a passion fruit martini.
Now, which one is? Is it the light one or the darker one?
It's the darker one.
What's the price point on these boogers?
About $3.50.
$3.50.
Yeah.
Seriously. Mm.
So this one is a vodka with passion fruit juice, natural flavors, and certified color.
You know what? This one actually tastes more like...
I'm not getting a lot of passion fruit off of this.
No, like at the very beginning, and then it fades into something...
Super fades.
Weird. I'm not sure what that is. Is this another vodka one? Or
It's almost like a...
Well, we'll be back in just a minute with more.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of the rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is certainly a summer of questionable decisions, and today, good old boy Dave is torturing us with drinking some Buzz Balls. And right before the break, we started talking about the passion fruit martini cocktail.
Tastes like passion fruit for 0.25 seconds.
You know, I love the passion fruit, especially when I feel the passion fruit. But this one fades and it gets almost into like a dark, almost getting like a toffee or caramel sugary thing going on.
Yeah, it's this weird gritty kind of.
Really odd.
I wonder if they back sweetened it with brown sugar instead of just cane.
Possibly
sugar.
Because there's something weird there that's really.
That or it's some sort of toxic chemical.
I think you guys are giving them way too much credit. we back sweetened it with industrial.
It may have be something that's leached out of the plastic. So okay. So if the first one was a 2, this one's a
barely.
Okay.
Can we get less than 1?
I mean, well, I've seen kids, you know, kids my son's age, they're not drinking alcohol or smoking dope, but. The one thing that they do seem to really love is twisted tea, and they call it tweeze. That's what they call it. And I don't know, like, would the kids just grab a sack full of these and say, hey, let's go crush some balls? How's that work?
Yeah, I don't know.
I kind of wonder.
I don't know. Mm. Okay, moving on next. Oof. This one is another cocktail. This is the Tequila Rita.
Oh, my God. It smells like Pine Sol on the nose.
Yeah, it's a weird smell.
It's not.
So this is tequila, vodka, and triple sec with lime and lemon juice, natural flavors, and FDC yellow number
five. Absolutely not.
This is so bad.
It does taste like it's got a chemical taste to it.
Yeah, like chemical toilet. Like
window cleaner.
This is what you would use to clean the toilet after you had the first two.
It does taste like that kind of cleaner smells.
Yeah. So it does. Who would drink this?
I don't know. It's got a bathroom. You're right. Bathroom cleaner.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
Maybe if you.
I wish we had something to cleanse our palate with.
Oh, it's pretty bad.
Water. I don't think there's triple. They say tequila in this?
Yes. Tequila. Toilet tequila. Vodka, okay. And triple. Sip.
I don't want to give this one any more airtime.
No.
Okay.
What?
Terrible. Yeah.
Half of one.
Yeah.
Well, we gotta go Uno, but yeah, it's a.
You know what? This is gonna be the new sound effect for anything that's less than a one.
I like this.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's bad. I saw margarita and I was hopeful, but
I know. Yeah, margarita.
It's like, how do you mess that up?
Like last night, we went and had some cheap margaritas, and
yeah.
We had some cheap margaritas, and they were cheap tasting margaritas, like limeade flavored.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't seem you could screw it up, but this is definitely
somehow they figure out a way.
Okay, this next buzzball is the hazelnut latte cocktail.
Oh, this will taste good after a margarita.
So, premium vodka, other than standard, what?
It smells minty on the nose. I'm getting like some weird.
It says premium vodka. Other than standard orange wine.
Other than
cream.
What does that mean?
Honestly, though, compared to the others, it's not bad.
This is actually, yeah.
I can get down with this.
So this looks like a latte.
Yeah, it tastes like cheap iced coffee you get in a can at a gas station. Yeah.
There's definitely an alcohol burn.
With a sous-sens of...
It's sweet.
Yeah, it's too sweet. Overly sweet. That's like so many of those iced coffees you get are just pure sugar anyway.
It completely eliminated the flavor of the last one from my mouth.
It did. That's why I appreciate this one.
Good job, Juliana.
Hey. Yeah.
Actually,
Sparky was asking for a palate cleanser.
I'm saving this, too. This is not going the cuvee.
I'm not
going to
call this a palate cleanser, but it's a palate cleaner. So,
I kind of like it.
That first one was a toilet cleaner.
I could go here on that one.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Might be our high score.
Oh, my God.
Well, we probably found the ceiling, and we found the floor. Yeah.
Okay. This next one is a chiller, and this is a beach ball.
Now, so these are the ones that don't have vodka or any hard liquor.
It's just
they only have orange wine, so they can sell them at the grocery stores.
So this one is orange wine with natural flavors and certified colors.
It's definitely a lot of tropical fruits on the nose. A
lot of tropical fruit and a flavor too, but it's just it's everything about all of these. It's like their proportions are off. There's something that's just out of balance.
Yeah, it's all about sugar. Sugar first. Mm-hmm. Then an explosion of juices.
So apparently when the lady Marilee first started making these, she was doing her own blends in her garage. And she had a guy in China making the little balls for her, little Chinese balls. And so then she was canning them with a hand crank canning thing.
Wow.
And so then she would take them out to convenience stores and try to sell them.
I just like, hey man, I got this sack of balls. You want to put it in your store?
Like, because
Well, yeah, and I bet this is like a pain in the butt to merchandise because you know you've got your standard size 16-ounce, 24-ounce, your 40s, and then somebody says, hey, I've got a bunch of these little balls. Can you?
I wonder if these are big with like the wino crowd. Like,
there's not enough. Well, until we get to the big ball.
Yeah.
Wow. I would like to point out that these next two colors do not exist in nature.
They do not.
But do exist in windshield wiper fluid.
They do look like windshield. But this one we're tasting here, what tropical
is
something
this the blue
other.
One?
No.
The peach balls.
So, oh, is that what we just finished off?
Yeah. So what are we going to rate? The peach
balls. I already forgot about the peach one.
Right. Sorry. I was too distracted by the colors.
Two. Okay.
Okay.
Squirrel.
Peaches are two.
Yeah.
What's it called? Peach what?
Peach balls.
Peach balls.
A lot of sugar.
Yeah.
Peach, okay. A little tropical fruit.
So now we're on the... Not, yeah, it was okay.
Okay. So now we're doing another chiller, and this one is berry cherry limeade.
This tastes exactly like...
What color is that, would you say?
It's Robin's slushy blue.
Robin's egg blue.
Like you get a blue, you know, a blue slush at the Sonic. Okay. It's going to look like this.
Oh, like ocean water or something.
Mm-hmm. So this one is orange wine with tropical fruit juices, other natural and artificial flavors, and certified color.
Cherry what?
Berry cherry limeade.
Okay. There's no cherry here.
It's... They actually buried, not bad.
They this buried
one,
the cherry.
This one's flavors clash less than the rest. I'll say that. There's less clash here.
This tastes like a slush puppy.
It tastes like a slushy.
Yeah.
Like a melted slushy.
This does taste like a Sonic drink.
I wouldn't go seek this out, but like it's if this terrible. Was there.
If it was forced upon me.
Yeah. It's not,
if there's
not
a big old bucket of balls in front of me.
And, I'm going for the blue one.
Yeah, I'm going for the blue balls.
Okay. What are we going to rate this one? Three? Holy cow.
Holy.
We've had two threes. Pretty amazing.
That is impressive that out of six, we have two threes, two twos, and two ones.
So
I thought we had a less than one, but...
Well, anyways.
Yeah, we have a couple of these.
I like this.
Okay.
What color is this?
This next one, light purple, is Grapes Gone Wild. It's a chiller.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh god.
And we're just gonna discuss it before the break here. It is orange wine with natural flavors.
It's grape Kool-Aid is what it is.
To be continued.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, good old boy Dave did it again for us.
Oops, I did it again.
And we're doing a summer of questionable decisions, and today's questionable decisions is a lot of balls.
My teeth feel weird. Like there's some kind of coating on them now.
Otherwise known as buzz balls. So right before the break, we mentioned the Grapes Gone Wild.
Purple drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now let's... taste it and rate it.
It's not bad.
Like this one. It really does remind me of grape Kool-Aid.
From your childhood.
It's just so, I mean, this might be the most child appropriate one of all the balls.
Yeah.
If you're a sexual predator and want to like get some kids, you just put a bunch of these in your fridge. Brightly colored ones.
Or
hey, kids.
Alternatively, if you're just a very terrible parent. And you want your kids to take naps. You just
so bad.
Or do you guys remember as kids in the frozen section there would be this box of all of these
that weird guy that was trying to give you the
long,
weird Kool-Aid?
Like iced.
Yeah, ice pops.
Yeah, got them. Yeah.
So could you make like pretend these are those or something?
I think if you froze this and ate it like a slushy.
Yeah, I think some of them said you can, they're like freezeable.
Well, the wine ones, I think you very much can freeze them.
Okay.
I think the vodka ones, well, I guess it
usually
depends
doesn't
on,
freeze up.
Yeah. But it would be kind of slushy-ish.
It reminds me of, we were talking about this earlier, those, when you're growing up, the super cheap, like blue and red grenade drinks that they had at the grocery store with God only knows what kind of flavor.
Probably the exact stuff they're putting in.
Correct.
Those.
What is?
Yeah. Okay. So what shall we rate? The
purple
grape?
Drink.
The purple drink.
Purple drink. Oh no.
My God.
Oh no.
What? Kendall's driving it, man.
We're going into four.
It's a four. It's the best one.
Jesus.
Wow. Holy wow. Grape's gone wild.
I know a certain attorney who's going to lose his.
Yeah. Okay. Next one, we're back into the green. This one is a Chiller's, and this is a Lime-rita. So
take it at margarita.
Okay,
so this is agave wine.
Okay, it's slightly less
with natural
toilet cleaner on
it
the nose.
It smells like a cheap margarita.
Yes.
It really
this
does.
This is 1,000 times better than that other Rita.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not as an industrial smell as the previous one.
Yeah, it tastes like a cheap margarita. It basically tastes like one of those, you know, Mexican place when it's buy one, get one free on Taco Tuesday.
And that's fine.
Yeah, not bad.
Mix it up with a powder.
Yeah.
I will say it's pretty darn sweet.
Yeah. A little tart, though. There's a lot of lime in there.
A lot of lime.
This one works, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's exactly what it says it is.
How Kendall got his groove back.
As advertised.
And that's a good thing. Okay. Well, shall we rate the lime, Rita?
Uh-huh. Holy.
Oh, my God. We're into four territory again?
I'm going four.
Amazing.
Kendall's going scorched earth on this.
Okay.
Buzzballs is going
to
be our new.
Buzzballs are just getting to me at this point. I'm just giving everything a four. It's a four.
Kendall's going to start hugging Spark. Yeah, I love you, man.
High five, man.
Now for the Southern players.
I'm glad I got to enjoy these
balls.
This
one's a cocktail, and this one is the lemon tea. Premium vodka with tea and natural flavors.
So these are Southern
blue. Ooh. No, there goes my streak.
Oh,
is
that's
this Louisiana gone bad.
God bless.
Lipton nightmares.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. That's some really bad tea.
Oh.
And a lemon window cleaner.
This is an Arnold Palmer if Arnold Palmer was a crack whore.
No, this is the John Daly version of an Arnold Palmer.
Okay, that is the thickest tea I've ever had.
This is if John Daly urinated after drinking a bunch of Arnold Palmer.
Who's to say that he didn't?
That's true.
That was rough.
Yeah, that was bad.
We're back to...
I like this.
We're back to one.
sub one. God, that was terrible.
What were they thinking? Okay.
Meanwhile,
from the labs at Sazerac comes.
Okay.
I mean, did they find like 10 people who tried that and were like, yeah, I totally drink that?
Oh, yeah. I want to be in the focus group tasting for this.
Okay. Number 10. Can you believe we're at 10? And the dump bucket colors are extraordinary.
Oh, the smell on this.
Okay, so this one is Cookie Nookie.
Ooh.
Premium vodka and other than standard
hazelnut
orange wine.
For
what
days.
Does that even mean?
Yeah,
other
so
than standard.
Much.
Yeah, natural flavors Ooh. And certified color.
I kind of like the...
So much hazelnut.
That's okay, this one
hazelnut.
Is so
hazelnuts
sticky.
In your mouth. Hazelnuts...
Well, I'm glad it's got other than standard orange wine in it. Oh, I wish you could see the look on Kendall's
face. This tastes like gingerbread.
Yeah. it's very intense. Intensely sweet.
This is a Christmas only.
Almost a little savory.
It's so thick. It's like like you're just drinking creamer. Like not with anything
exactly.
else.
Just liquid sugar.
Like it's this is international delight with not diluted enough.
Yeah. It's too thick and heavy. Ugh.
I'm going to do it one more time just for kicks.
No, I can't.
This is...
There's some weird artificial flavor, too, towards the end. I can't...
There's a lot happening here, man. Would this be better if it was wintertime?
I don't think it could be better.
No.
Unless you let it like warm up in your car for a day and then tried it.
What if you... poured this in your coffee.
That might work.
Like, if you used it like coffee, like spiked your coffee with
it. Yeah, I could see that.